the hut to 5 feet apart because they're not gay.
Welcome in. I am your host, Cam, and this is the Hot Tub Pod. And on today's episode, I am going to look back at what I have learned so far in my primary literacy course. So get ready to soak in the good vibes, splash around in the pool of knowledge, and join me on this aquatic adventure of the mind. This module was all about language and reading identities. The main question was, what are the roles of language and identities in building joy in early reading and literacy learning? There were multiple readings on that subject, and one reading that stuck out to me was Chapter 6, Oral Language and Listening Skill Development in Early Childhood, by Hogan and Smart. I will include a reference in the episode description for you all. The main idea in this chapter is that there are multiple simple strategies to build oral language in young children. Some of these ideas include, talk to children, plan for the opportunity for children to use their language, use read aloud systematically, follow children's leads. You can build their interests and experiences while also creating an environment that will prompt more language and curiosity. Use rich vocabulary when you talk to children. Build background knowledge. Continuously make connections among words, concepts, and topics. The authors state that if you do all of this purposefully and consistently, you will set your young students on a path towards success in learning to read and write. I found all this information on page 28 in the chapter from Hogan and Smart. All of these strategies weren't something that I thought of for when I become a teacher. But after reading this, it made me realize how important it is to communicate with my students and families. The other main idea in this module is to build joy for early readers and writers. If you remember in the previous episode, I discussed my literacy journey and how I was able to find joy in reading by finding a book series that I really enjoyed. One of the readings that helped me figure out how to inspire joy in reading like my teachers did for me was an article about intentional read aloud, which I will also include a reference in the episode description if you feel like reading more about it. It is on the Children's Literacy Initiative website and shows exactly what an intentional read-aloud entails. It is stated that reading aloud to children creates a positive classroom culture, develops a shared language around literature, and inspires a love for reading. This is what my fourth grade teacher did and was one of the main reasons I fell in love with reading. It is also stated for the intentional read-aloud to tell children what they will be learning, how it helps them as readers, and why you chose to read the book. I have noticed this at my side school for this semester as my clinical teacher has told the students what they will be learning from the book before reading it and what they should be focusing on. The students were so excited to have two teachers in the classroom because they have two literacy groups now. Intentional read aloud is an idea that I will definitely be incorporating into my classroom. The last reading I want to discuss is titled Dialogic Reading, Having a Conversation About Books by Jessica Seidler Folsom, which I will also reference in the episode description. This reading discusses how dialogic reading involves an adult and child having a dialogue around the text they are reading aloud together. It is stated that the conversation includes defining new vocabulary, improving verbal fluency, introducing story components, and developing new narrative skills. This made me think about how my mom and I would read together before bedtime, specifically the Harry Potter books. We often would talk about what we thought a certain word meant and also would discuss certain characters and how we felt about them. During my field study, I did a one-on-one reading with some students, and a part of the book had the vocabulary words that we would see in the book. My clinical teacher had me go over those words before we read the story together. This module really made me even more excited to become a teacher, especially when I will be teaching literacy to my students. Thank you for being a part of this special episode. Join me next time, where we'll dive into new topics and continue this journey of intellectual relaxation. Until then, keep reading, keep learning, and stay tuned for more Hot Tub Pod adventures.